Today's shir is Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Nun Tes, and we will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph for the Tapad on the Tanan. In our previous shir, the Mishnah discussed a Marzev and a Maschila. And as we had explained in our shir, a Maschila is the pipe that is put along the roof, which collects the water that comes down the slanty roof. And the Maschila is the pipe that's put on the roof, and the marzev is the little pipe that's connected to that, which has the water go into the marzev and fall onto the floor. And the Mishnah told us that the marzev, this connecting pipe, the Mishnah said, "Ein loy chazaka," it doesn't have a chazaka, but then the Mishnah made an interesting statement, "Ein loy chazaka, but yesh l'mekoy me chazaka." And the Gemara tried to understand what does this statement mean. And the Gemara gave us three different explanations. One explanation the Gemara gave was that the Marzev doesn't have chazaka, that the person into whose property the water is pouring doesn't have to leave it in one part of the roof. He can move it to the another part of the roof. However, it has to remain on the roof. The second pshat is the Gemara gave that the person could shorten it. If it's sticking out into the property, the person who has the marzev has a right to have that stick out into the property. But it may not leave, if it's sticking out too much, he could shorten it. The third pshat the Gemara gave was that somebody could build under the marzev if he wants to, but what he may not do is he may not completely take it off. Begins the Gemara Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Hamaschila, when we speak about the Maschila, till now we spoke about the Marzev. But when we speak about the Maschila, the halach is Yesh Lechazaka. So ask the Gemara, Bishlam Lamanda Mahanach Tarti, according to the two Pshatim that the Mishnah is speaking about, that Ein Lechazaka by the Marzev, you can move it to another spot on the roof. So the Mishnah is teaching us that the Maschila, you're not allowed to move to another part of the roof. And that was Shmuel's pshat. According to Chanina's pshat, the Marzev Ein Lechazaka, that you could always shorten the Marzev. So we understand when the Mishnah says Maschila Yesh Lechazaka, that you can't touch the length of the Maschila. But ask the Gemara, Alamandam, according to the pshat, that Jeriah Mirba Abba said that the definition, or when we learned in the Mishnah about the Marzev, was that Shemrotz Livnois Tachta Boina, that if somebody wants to build something below that area, he may do so. My Nafkal Lamina, why would there be a difference in the halacha between a Marzev and a Maschila? Answers the Gemara. Hachel Maschila Shabinin Askina. Our Mishnah speaking about a Maschila that was made out of stone. The Amalei, that the person who builds the Maschila, who has the Maschila, could say to the person who wants to build a structure under it, I'm not satisfied that you should be allowed to do that because it will ruin my Maschila because of you're banging with a hammer when you're building it, and therefore I don't allow you to build. Whereas the Marzev is not considered such a significant pipe, and since it's not considered such a significant pipe, therefore he can't complain if he wants to build under it. That's the Rashbam's first pshat. The second pshat that the Rashbam suggests is that normally a Marzev was made out of wood, and a Maschila was made out of stone. And indeed, according to this pshat, says the Rashbam, if the Marzev was built out of stone, then the halacha would be that just like by a Maschila, he could prevent him from building on it under it because it will ruin it, so too will be the halacha by a Marzev. In other words, the difference is always going to be between something made out of wood versus something that's made out of stone. Under stone, I could stop you. Under wood, I can't. Ritva says that it makes a difference when it was built.
if the maschila was built as part of the wall, so then it's firm. And since it's firm, building under it won't ruin it. But if it was built after the wall was built, so then there's a concern that it will get ruined. It's not so firm. The Marzev, apparently, was always built after the wall was built. And since the Marzev was always built after the wall, after the wall was built, so it's not that firm. And since it's not that firm, the person who owns that Marzev could always say to somebody who's building under it, please don't build under my Marzev. You're building under it will ruin it. Says the Gemara, Amri Gudom Shmuel, Tzinor, if somebody has a drain pipe, Habakalach Mayim L'chatzar Chaveroi, and the drain pipe, the way it was built, is that the water that goes through the drain pours into somebody else's property, and the person who has this drain pipe on his roof wants to close it up, Bal Chotzer, the person who owns the property into which the water pours, Makavalov could stop him. Domle, for he could say to him, just like you have the rights, you apparently bought the rights that your water should pour into my property. However, Connolly, I also have a benefit here. Nami Connolly, my digroch, because I'm able to get this water. I have this water, and I use it to water my field. I use it to give my animals to drink, and you can't just stop it and therefore you have no right to stop there. There's machloikus rishonim. What does this mean that the Baal HaChatzer could say this? The Rashbam explains that when they entered into this arrangement, the reason the Baal HaChatzer entered into this arrangement because he was interested to have this water. And therefore, there's an arrangement here, and you can't just undo that. You can't just undo that arrangement. So the Achronim ask that how could you make an arrangement? We often learn in Shas that you can't make a kinyan on a davish lebal olam, on something that doesn't exist. So the water that's pouring down does not obviously exist, and therefore how could the halacha recognize this type of an arrangement? So the Nesivos answers that even though we often learn in Shas, then another makna davish lebalaylam, you can't sell something that doesn't exist. If it was done with a kinyan gomer, it was done with a very high level kinyan, then the halacha is that you can make that type of arrangement. I saw that the some poskim explain what's the definition of a kinyan gomer. Definition of kinyan gomer is that was paid for in full. And therefore, the person has a right to claim that you have no right to stop that water from coming here. It's something that I had an arrangement that I should get. Dvertva says, so he says, I have a right to get that water. What will be the halacha if the person who owns the roof wants to take down his roof? So according to the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, based on what we just learned in our Gemara, since the Baal HaChatzer made a kinyan on this water, the person cannot take down his roof. The Ran and the Ra disagree. The Ran and the Ra say that if the person who owns the roof, even though he entered into this arrangement that we've been discussing, wants to demolish his roof or wants to build on top of his roof, then he's allowed to. And the machloikis harishonim, the way that Netzivus explains the machloikis, is how do we understand this arrangement? Do we understand this arrangement that the Baal HaChatzer has now rights on the roof of his neighbor? And if that's what this arrangement represents, that the Baal HaChatzer has rights to the roof, so then the person who owns the roof cannot unilaterally make any changes. But if, on the other hand, it's not that he has rights to the roof. He has rights to the water, but that doesn't mean he has rights to the roof. And therefore, if I just take away the roof, that and now you only have rights to the water, but not to the roof. And if I undo the roof, then you won't have the water, but that doesn't affect the transaction we had. Itmir, itmir. So again, the question that we're discussing, where my water from my gutter and leader is running into your property, and I want to close up the gutter and leader, may I or not? Rav Oshi Amar Ma'akev, the Rav Oshi says, the Baal Chatzar could stop me. Rav Acha, Rav Chama Amar Einam Akev, you cannot stop me. Says the Gemara, also Shailu L'Rabisa, they went and asked Rabisa, the father of Rav Chama, and the grandfather of Rav Oshi, and Amar Lahu, and they agreed with what his grandson Rabbi Shia said, that Ma'akev, that the Baal Chatzar could prevent the Baal Agag from closing up the water, and Karle Rami Bachama, and Rami Bachama, when seeing this incident, said, this is a representation of what the Pasuk in Kohelet says, V'chotam Shosh Bleib Meheri Yonotek, when you have three generations, Reboisha, Benoish Rav Chama, Benoish Rav and Babisa, that we have three generations all paskening the same way. And what we have here is that Rav Chama was the father of Oshia, and the Gemara mentions the opinion of Oshia before it mentions the opinion of Rav Chama. So Tosis, the very mask of Achut, explains, Rav Oshia was the greatest of these Talmid Chachamim, and therefore, since Rav Oshia was the greatest Talmud Chacham of this group, his opinion is sought after first. So here we have three generations, and that's why it's Chotam Misholosh, Loim Mehera, Yonotek. And in the Gemara, we learned the Masech Bavetziah, that Pehei Amar Aleph says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kom Ishu Talmud Chacham, somebody's a Talmud Chacham, Ubenai Talmud Chacham, and he has a son of Talmud Chacham, Uben Benai Talmud Chacham, and he has a grandson who is a Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Pesekes Mizaroi. That will be a family where the Torah will remain forever. Shenemra, Benizois Brisi, Layomish Bepichon, Pizarecho, Pizar Zarecho, Omar Hashem, Miata Vad Oilam. And Tosfos, however, points out that this rule of Achotam Shulah Shlevim Heri Note, that if you have three generations, that will stay forever, says Tosfos, it's only in a case where these three generations saw each other. And that's why I saw that the Shabina Rav Zatzal says that in the Zmiris that we sing on Shabbos, we say, V'yisku lirois bonim u'bnei bonim oiskim b'torah u'b'mitzvahs. So why do we, when somebody is davening and saying the Zmiris, he said, the Yiskaliris, we should see. Of course, it's a gewaldig zchus to see children and grandchildren, Talmid Chachamim, but why is the focus on the seeing? Says the Chibina Rav, because Tosfos just taught us that this halacha of Achot HaMesholosh Loib Meheri Yonote is only when the three generations saw each other. So that's why when we say the Zmiris, we daven the Yiskaliris, that we should have the zchus to see the generations who are learning Torah. Furthermore, what we learn from this Gemara, I saw that many Mefarshim point out, is that it's an obligation for a father to see, for a father to teach his children Torah. But not only is it an obligation for a father to teach his children Torah, that obligation continues to exist for a grandfather. A grandfather should also see to it that his grandchildren are learning Torah. The question is, and in fact, the Medrash says that Ma'ani Mekayim V'adatel V'nechol V'nei V'necho Loi Malach Shekol HaMalamdes B'noi Torah. If somebody teaches his son Torah, Ma'alav HaKosu Ki Lomda Loi L'B'noi L'Ben B'noi Atzoyf Kol HaDairus. And continues, Ein li ela b'neichem b'nei b'neichem v'nayim, tamanayma l'v'necho u l'v'nei v'necho. Continues the Medrash, imkei ma tamalayma b'neichem. If we have an obligation to teach our grandchildren Torah, what does the Pasuk say b'neichem? To teach us
B'neichem v'loi b'neisechem. The chiyuv of Talmud Torah is on sons, not on daughters. Amar Rav Shmuel Halevi. Kol melamdes ben b'noi Torah. Somebody who teaches his grandson Torah. Malav akosov kilakablo mehar Sinai. As if he stood by Har Sinai and received the Torah. Shenem avadatul v'nechol v'nei v'necha. V'samach lei yoyim Hashem adil v'nei Hashem b'chem b'chayriv. The question is that what happens if you have an individual who has a son and he has a grandson, and his grandson is much more of a Talmud Chacham, has much more potential than his son. And the question is, who should the grandfather spend time learning? Should he learn Torah with his son, which is his primary obligation, or should he learn Torah with his grandson, who, as we just said, has much more potential? The Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Simen Reish Mem Hei Sif Gimel says, "Kshem Shemitzvah Lalamnes Benoi." Just like there's a mitzvah for one to teach Torah to his son, Kach Mitzvah Lalamed Es Ben Benoi. There's an obligation to teach your grandchildren Torah. But says the Shulchan Aruch, "Ela Shemitzvah Lahagdim." Your son comes before your grandson. And your grandson takes precedent. So we see clearly that the son comes first. But in our Gemara, as we mentioned a moment ago, we see that Reb Oshia was mentioned first. And why did we say Reb Oshia was mentioned first? Because Reb Oshia was the greater Talmud Chacham. So from here, maybe there's a proof that what is the Gemara pointing out? The grandson first. The reason the Gemara is pointing out the grandson first, we could say, is because we want to learn from here that children, we want to learn from here that grandchildren maybe sometimes come first. The Cheshuki Chemed has a back and forth on this discussion, and the Shukei Chemed is not able to make a firm decision what one should do when he has an option to learn with a son or a grandson, but the grandson has more potential than the son. Says the Gemara, Sulam HaMitzri, we learned in the Mishnah, the Sulam HaMitzri Ein Lo Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami Sulam HaMitzri. So ask the Gemara, what is the definition of a Sulam HaMitzri? Says the Gemara, Amri Debei Rav Yanai, Kosh Ein Loi Arba Chafkim. If it doesn't have four rungs, that's not considered, that is a Sulam HaMitzri. That's something that's not considered a really firm ladder, and therefore you can't achieve a Chazaka with it. Chalon HaMitzris, Ein Loi Chazaka. And the Mishnah explained, what is a Chalon HaMitzri? That it's so small that a person can't stick his head through that window. But Rav Yehuda continued saying in the Mishnah that if it has a frame, even though it's a small window, a chazaka can be established. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Gabasulam, the Loi Mefarish. Ask the Gemara why, when the Mishnah mentioned the Sulam HaMitzri, the Mishnah did not explain what a Sulam HaMitzri is. Or Mishnah Gabachaloi, but why, when it spoke about this Chaloyim HaMitzri, the Mishnah felt the need to Mefarish to explain what it is? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Debai Aflugi, because as we just said, when the Mishnah speaks about the Chaloyim HaMitzri, the Mishnah wanted to teach us what is the opinion of Yehuda. Mishum Debai Pligi of Yehuda B'Seifa, we wanted to mention the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore we had to mention what are all the opinions about what is a Sulam Chaloyim HaMitzris, and then we could understand the different opinions about it. Amrav Zeira, Lamatame Arba Amis. If somebody opened up a Chaloyim HaMitzri into somebody else's property in a place where it's less than 4 Amis from the ground, and the person towards whose property this was opened and it's there for 3 years, did not say anything. Yesh le chazaka. So now, if the person owning the property next to my window, and I had this window for 3 years, didn't say anything, now wants to put up a wall
the halacha is that I could stop him. As we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that if somebody wants to put up a wall next to my window, you have to distance the wall 4 amos to prevent making my house dark. And why is that? Because I have a chazaka. And even if the window is small, still, it's a window. And the halacha, therefore, is that if this person who has this property next to my window doesn't want me to have this window, he has a right and obligation to protest. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what is the issue with this wall and this window? Is this an issue of Hezek Riya? So many Rishonim say that it's hard to explain that our Gemara is referring to Hezek Riya. Because if it's Hezek Riya, you can never establish a chazaka for Hezek Riya. And therefore, they explain the way we explain, it's a question of making my room dark. The Rishayim also debate how the Gemara says you could establish a chazaka. How is this chazaka established? The Ravid and the Rambam say that if I opened the window next to your property and you didn't say anything for 30 days, then the halacha is that I achieve a chazaka. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that the chazaka has to be 3 years. And only if you didn't say anything with 3 years will I have established the chazaka. Lamala me'abamas. But if the window that we're speaking about was 4 amos, above 4 amos, and the Rambam points out when it says here above 4 amos, it means in the entirety of the window is above 4 amos, en lechazaka, that's not considered the person next to me, that type of a window doesn't bother him, and therefore a chazok is not established, and therefore any achalimkais, he can't stop me from making such a window. The reason you can't stop me from making such a window is because it's not something that bothers you, and therefore you have no right to stop me from doing it. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. We're saying that if the window is above 4 tefachim, if the window is above 4 amos from the ground, you have no right to say anything to me. What type of a window are we talking about? Is it only by a small window or even by a big window? Rabbi Loi disagrees. Afilo arba mal arba amos. Even if this window that I built is above 4 amos, ein loy chazaka, I don't establish a chazaka. And Yochel Limchois, you have a right, and if you don't want it there, you should say something. So suggest the Gemara, what is the machloikis if you can or you can't say something about? Lema, the Gemara suggests that the machloikis is over. Kaifer Amidas Stoim Kamifki. You are, as we just explained, you have nothing to lose by me making the window. So when you say I shouldn't make a window, you're really just acting like they acted in Sodom, that as we know, and the Bartanura explains, the nature of the people of Sodom were that even when they had nothing to lose, they didn't want anybody to have any benefit from them. He explains that Sodom was a huge country and there was much empty space. But as soon as somebody moved into Sodom and it really wasn't in any way adversely affecting them, they were not let. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is suggesting, the Masover, Rabbi Zeir's opinion is Kaifin Midas Adayim, and therefore, if my window is not bothering you in any way, you have no right to say anything. Or Masover, whereas Rabbi Loi's opinion is that Kaifin, and that you could even say something even though it doesn't bother me. So the Ritfos asks, how could we have that anybody should allow to do something like that? Here we just finished saying that the behavior of the people of Sodom was terrible. And now we're saying that people could act that way. So the way the Ritva explains the Gemara is that any type of window can, in certain circumstances, cause you hezek riya. The Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is like this: under normal circumstances, this type of window doesn't cause a problem. Only in extraordinary cases does it cause a problem. And the Gemara's suggestion is that if it can happen sometimes, is that already enough of a reason that you should have a right to be meicha? Or because it doesn't happen usually, it takes away the right for you to be meicha? Says the Gemara, no. Loi, everybody agrees, the kul amal kaifin. It's just we don't tolerate this type of behavior. Vashani hacha. But here, it's not just something unusual, the way we're learning with the Ritva. Because the Baal HaChotzer could say to the person who has the window, Domlei, Zimnin the Meisvah Shavshei Shetusech, sometimes you're going to put a stool under your window, the Kaimus of Kochazis, and therefore you're going to be able to clearly see everything that's going on in my property, and therefore it's not me, the Sadoim, for me to say I don't want it there. Says the Gemara, there was a story where an individual came to Rav Ami. There was a din Torah. This person wanted to make a window above for Amis, and his neighbor was complaining. Shadrei the Kamei, the Rav Abba Mamamel. So Rav Ami sent these two parties to Rav Abba Mamamel, and Amalei, Rav Ami said to Rav Abba Mamamel, Avalei, you should paskin kribaloi, that the Baal Chotzer has a right to make a mechah. Because even though it's not such a serious situation, it's normally not going to be an issue of hezek riya, but since it can be a situation of hezek riya, that's enough of a reason to stop him. There's an interesting machloikas rishonim. We're learning now that everybody agrees that koifin amidas sadoim, that if somebody's acting in such a way, it's just unacceptable. What's going to be the halacha? Right now, there's not, my window is not causing you any damage at all. But it can cause you damage in the future. Maybe you'll make your home larger. Is that a situation of koifin amidas sadoim? So the Rivash's opinion is that anything that, even though currently it's midas sadoim for you to complain, but there is a possibility down the road it will cause you damage, that gives you a right to be meicha. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rosh's opinion is that we only look at what is the situation right now. And if right now there is no a situation of midas sadoim, there is no that I'm not causing you any damage, so you're not allowed to stop me from doing it, and we don't think about what's going to be in the future. The Chayim ask, but isn't there a situation where hezek riya, that I will be able to see into your property because I'll bring the stool there? So the Chayim explain, hezek riya has to be easy hezek riya, and in a situation where it's not easy hezek riya, that's not Gemara considered a situation of hezek riya. But the Gemara is saying that Rav Avon paskin like Rav Beloi, that too is considered a situation of hezek riya. Amishmu, if somebody made a window la'ira, if somebody made a window for light, I feel a kol shehu, even that small type of window, yesh lechazaka. There are a number of explanation that what is a chaloyim hasu loira. The Rashbam says that the person, this is the only way that I have light from this window. So this window becomes very important. But the Ramah says no. The Ramah says that even if I had light in my place, in my home, but this light added even the smallest amount of light, everybody wants the apartment to be more light than before. So the Gemara says that's enough of a reason to be considered something important and where you could achieve a chazaka. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told Noach, Tzoyer tas l'teva, and Rashi explains, Tzoyer yesh oimrim chaloyim. Some say the definition of Tzoyer was a window. So if asks the Taz in his Sefer Divrei David, if we know that Rashi and Chumash has two definitions of the word Tzoyer, either a window or it was a stone that radiated light. So ask the Taz, if Tzoyer means a window, why did the Torah use the word Tzoyer? Why shouldn't the Torah have used the word Chaloyim? So the Taz answers, the Pasuk says, V'yiftach es Chaloyim ha-teva asha'osa. So the Pasuk says that Noach opened the window asha'osa that he made. And the question is, why when the Pasuk wants to teach us that Noach opened up the window in order to let the bird fly out, does it say that he built the window? Why is that important? So he answers that our Gemara just said that if somebody makes a window la'ira to bring in light, then afilu koshu yesh lo chazaka. And as the Rashbam explains, even though we've been speaking about windows in our Mishnah and our Gemara, the Gemara has been focused on what type of window, where the window is, but says the Rashbam in explaining our Gemara, Chaloin ha'osu l'oira, a window that's made to bring in light, milsa de kviusu de kol ha'yomim, adam tzarech l'oira. It's always considered significant. Person, as we explained, always needs light. V'kivin sh'osu chaloin zel kol ha'yomim osu. Somebody makes a window for light, it's obvious that he intends to keep it there. And therefore, v'hoi loy l'bal ha'chotz l'imchoi, says the Rashbam, the Baal Chotza should have said something. If he didn't say anything, so we see from here that a window is not always made for light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to make a window. And that, why to make a window for light? Why did he tell him to do that? Because Noach is going to be in the Teva for a year. He's going to be there for a long time. He has to have light. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach the word Tzoyach. Tzoyer means make a window. You need light because you're going to be here for a while. And as we keep on explaining, a place where you live needs light. But Noach explains the Taz was Tani Amona. He wasn't so firm in his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he made a chaloyim. A chaloyim doesn't have the same meaning as a tzoyar. A tzoyar means something that's going to be giving light, and it's going to be doing that on a permanent basis. He only made a chaloyim because he didn't believe he's going to be there so permanently. Says the Gemara, Haziz, if somebody puts out a ledge, ad tefach, if somebody puts a ledge and people are going to hang things on the ledge that stick out of his wall, if it's a tefach, if it's a depth of a tefach into the chatzar, yesh loy chazakar, and the person could establish a chazakar for yachal limchais, and if somebody who lives next door doesn't want it to be there, he should protest. Pasach mitachach, but if the ledge that you're sticking out is not a tefach big, ain a yachal limchais, the since it's such an insignificant ledge, you don't get a chazaka with it, and therefore we're going to learn the Gemara what that means. So here the Gemara speaks about building a ledge, when can you, when can't you. And I saw that the Pais can discuss a question that comes up all too often, and that is there's people that live in a home, and some of the people want to build gates around the windows. And the other neighbors don't like the gates for two reasons. One is the gates are not so nice. And the other is that somebody could climb up the gates to get to an upper floor. Can they say something or not? And the Paiskim say that since gates are typically made for protection for the people that live in those apartments, since gates are made for that purpose, the neighbors
when you become partners, neighbors in a home, it's understood that you're going to have it, and therefore the halacha is that the other person cannot say anything and has to allow you to keep the gates there. So the Gemara said that Mishnah said under certain circumstances you can establish a chazaka with the ziz when it's big enough, when it's a tefach big. The Shulchan Aruch and Chayshe Mishpat Simin Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis. When, how quick, how fast, or how slow does it take to establish this chazaka? Shulchan Aruch says immediately. The Ramah says 3 years. But, says the Sman, explaining the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that's only in a situation where it's clear that my neighbor saw and knew about the sledge and didn't say anything. But if he wasn't aware of it, then of course I don't immediately have a chazaka. Says the Gemara, Amar of Asi, Amar Amani. Ramalei, Amar of Yaakov, Amar Amani. Hichzik betefach. If I have a chazaka for a ziz, that's a tefach, hichzik be'arba. And it means, if I establish the chazaka for a ziz, that's a tefach, it automatically can also help for four tefachim. Says the Gemara, my kamar, I'm a bayhak kamar. Roich tefach b'meshach arba. If my ziz hechsik roich tefach b'meshach arba. If I have a ziz protruding a tefach with the width of four tefachim, then the halacha is hechsik b'roich tefachim. I could make my ziz, if even though the ziz was originally one tefach depth by four tefachim width, what I could now do is I could extend it to a depth of four tefachim. Says the Gemara, pachs mi tefach, but if it's less than a tefach, ein lechazaka, v'eni yochel limchus. Amar afuna lo shana el bagag v'bal chotzer. What the Mishnah, when it says is that you can't say anything, is that the person who owns the roof from which the ziz is extending cannot say anything to the Baal HaChatzar about using the ziz. He can't stop him. Av Baal HaChatzar, Baal HaChag, Baal Gag, the person in the Chatzar could say something to the person who owns the roof that the ziz is sticking out of, Yochel Limchus, that he can complain, not put out a ziz, even though it's such a small ziz, because he says, when you are going to use the ziz that's protruding from your roof, you're going to see what's going on in my chatzar. And therefore, since you're going to see what's going on to my chatzar, I will now become subject to your hezek riya. He can't say, even the person, the chatzar, who's complaining by you using the ziz, you're going to see what's going on in my chatzar, cannot say anything. Lema. So Gemara wants to suggest that what is the basis of this machloikis? Basically, Kamifki, the subject that we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, is hezek riya considered a hezek? The Masover, Rav Huna's opinion is that Shmei hezek, and that's why the Baal HaChatzar could say to the person who has even this very small ziz, I don't want you to have the ziz, it's bothering me. And Masover, Rav Yehuda's opinion is that such a small ziz is insignificant. It's lo shmei hezek, and that the hezek is lo shmei hezek, and you can't stop me. Says Merloi, that's not the way to necessarily explain the machlokes. We could say the kulam lo shmei hezek, everybody agrees that this is considered an act of hezek. V'shani hocha, here it's different. Amalei, l'tashmishter lechazi. It's such a small ziz that's not very usable. The Mai Chazi, what can you just use this for, since it's such a small ziz? Just Lamit Lebamidi. I could use it to hang small things on it. And what I say to you is, Mahadre Ape, if I ever will use the Maziz, the person on the roof says to the person in the Chatzar, if I ever will use my ziz to hang something on it, Mahadri api v'talim bay, I'll turn around my face before I hang anything on it, and therefore you won't have any hezek riya. Vidach, and Rav Huna, who says that you can't say something, even though I have a fair explanation why it shouldn't be Hezekriya, says, Amalei, the Bisa, sometimes when you're standing on your roof and you're going to bend over to use your ziz, you're going to be frightened. And if you're going to have to be, that you shouldn't, chas v'shalom, fall off the roof. So if you're going to want to prevent, you're going to not have the ability to pay attention to turn away. And therefore, it's going to be a situation of Hezekriya, and therefore, he has a right to complain. Continues the Mishnah. A person should not open his window, even though he's a partner in the chotzer, he has no right to make a new window. Because by making a new window, he's going to have more of an ability, he's going to have more of ability to see what is going on in his neighbor's property, and his neighbor has a right to say that I don't want you to do that. Lokach bayis. That Mishnah teaches us another lokach. Lokach bayis b'chatzar acheres. Somebody besides the home that he has in this chatzar buys another home, and he wants to open up an entrance to that he should be able to go from his home, from that chatzar into this chatzar. The loch is layut, the chen of a chatzar shutfim, he can't make a new entrance. Even though he's a partner in both chatzaris, but what's going to happen is there's going to be more traffic between the chatzaris, and you could say, I don't want more traffic. Bona aliyah gaba besoy, if somebody makes an upper story in his home, layif the chen of a chatzar shutfim, he's not allowed to make another exit and entrance for people to be able to go up to one floor, to go out, there'll be more people walking in the chatzar. But Elam writes, if he does want, you can make another room in your home. You can add a story in your home, but you're not making an extra exit and entrance into the chatzar. Tver Shlaima, when he says, speaks about Hezekriah, says that the pasuk can tell him, says, Ma'raf tufcha shetzfanta l'riecha. He explains that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person much bracha. But what a person is supposed to do is that bracha that he has to keep it very low key. Like the pasuk he says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that when his mother, Yochevet, saw him, the pasuk says, V'tera oisoi ki toif, she saw what a beautiful baby he was, V'titzpineyu, when Yocheved saw that what a radiance Moshe Rabbeinu has, she saw that the right thing to do is with Tetzfineu, to hide it, not let it become public. That's what he says in the pasuk. Moshe lived his whole life covered by the onan, that people shouldn't be able to see him. Because that's the concept of Hezekriah. Hezekriah Shmei Hezek. A person, and Tver Shlomo says that Hezekriah Shmei Hezek is defined in two ways. It's defined, as we're learning now, that you should try to live a life of tznius. You should try to live a life that you are not the center of attention, people constantly looking at you. And on the other hand, the definition of Hezekriah Shmei Hezek, he suggests, is that you should live a life that you shouldn't look at other people, realizing that you looking at other people could be dangerous. And therefore, Hezekriah Shmei Hezek, don't look where you're supposed to look. So Al Gemara says that a person has to be careful not to open up extra windows into somebody else's property. And the reason being, because of Hezekriah Shmei Hezek. The Rashbam says, however, if I opened up such a window, and I had this window for 3 years, so then the halacha is that I establish a chazaka. The Rif says that even after 3 years, I don't establish a chazaka. Because just like he says, we've learned many times in our perek, that for a kutra, for smoke, or beis akisei, or for a bathroom that gives off a bad odor, there's no chazaka. Because even if it was there for quite a while, the person who was the subject of the smoke
or of the odor could say, I thought I could survive with it, but now I see I cannot survive with it. So too is the halacha even with the hezek riyah. Hezek riyah, a person could say, I thought that the hezek riyah wouldn't bother me. And because I thought that the hezek riyah wouldn't bother me, so I had it, I didn't say anything. But there's no time frame. And even many years later, you could say, well, I thought it won't bother me, but now it is bothering me. The Rashbam disagrees, and the Rashbam says that once you've achieved the chazak of 3 years, the chazak, then the neighbor can no longer say anything. Ask the Gemara, my area, when we're speaking about the window, and we spoke about the hezek riyah, so ask the Gemara, my area, l'chatzar shutfim, why is the focus chatzar shutfim, afil l'chatzar chaveri, namiloi, I should not be allowed to open a window to my neighbor, answers the Gemara, loy mi bayi kamar. The way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Loy mi bayi l'chatzar chaveri deloy, certainly facing my neighbor's property, I can't open a window, hezek riyah. Avil chatzar shutfim, domalei, soif soif ha-kabar, it's done noy b'chatzar. When it's a chatzar shutfim, there anyway going to be so many people there. And you could say that you can't prevent, it's anyway public, there's anyway hezek riyah. Domalei, ad ha-idna b'chatzar, avibin, it's done noy menach. Till now, when I was in the chatzar, and you were in the chatzar, I knew that when we were both in the chatzar, I have to be careful that I could do only things, that I can't do everything I want to do. But now, when you're not in the chatzar, till now, when you weren't in the chatzar, I felt comfortable that I could do whatever I want. But now, hashta feel bebayis nami, even when I'm at my home, I can't do anything because of your window. And that's a whole new level of intrusion, and it's a level of intrusion that I'm not willing to accept. Our Mishnah and Gemara are very focused on what I can and cannot do in my apartment. And there's a number of shailas. One shaila I saw is that somebody wants to bring more people. He needs money, so he takes one of the rooms, or more one of the rooms in his home, and he rents it out. And his neighbors are upset, because his neighbors say that by you having more people in your house, it's going to cause more people in the hall, more people in the house, and we're not ready to accept that. And the question is, what does the halacha teach us in such a situation? And the halacha is very clear. If I'm adding people into my apartment, but I'm not making a structural change, then the halacha is that my neighbors cannot say anything to me. That's what Agamara said, that the extra floor, I could add a floor to my apartment, I could add a, Mishnah said, I could add a floor, or I could add a room to my apartment. But if I want to make a structural change that will make that people will be able to have more exit and entrances into the house, that my neighbors could stop me. They could say that's not something that we agreed to originally.